I'm opening the Kaiser Planning Commission meeting for November 8th, 2017. At this time, we'll have the swearing in of our two commissioners, Wilson and Whalen.
Raise your right hand. And repeat after me. I state your name.
Crystal.
Gary Whalen.
Being first duly sworn.
Being first duly sworn.
Upon oath say.
Upon oath say.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And the Constitution of the State of Oregon.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge the duties of a planning commissioner.
Discharge the duties of a planning commissioner.
For the city of Kaiser.
For the city of Kaiser.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
For my term of office.
For my term of office.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
They are now the few, the proud, the planners.
Love planning.
Right. There and there. You sign there and Dre signs.
Soon as the paperwork's.
Decade, this is the first time I've had you swear. I usually get the reaction from people much quicker.
Takes me a long time.
Now we're moving on to an annual event that the Planning Commission has is the selection of next year's chair and vice chair. And I've had the privilege of doing it this year. And before we get into that, I'd just like to thank everybody that all the commissioners, because we've gotten into some discussions. We've not always agreed, but everybody has been very, very respectful of each other. And I just think it was my duties this last year was awesome. So thank you very much. I'm opening up for nominations for chair and then vice chair. Gary? Yes, be sure. Crystal, they really want us to use the mics and be really close.
I'm not nominating.
I nominate Hirsch Sangster to be chair.
Any others? Nominations? Michael?
To be the position? Or am I seconding? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I guess I have to move on here. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. It's good. This will be my last year on Planning Commission, so I've reached my term limit as of my next year. So the following year, it'll definitely be one of you guys. Vice Chair, nominations are open. Do I hear a nomination?
I nominate Gary.
And I'll second that.
Okay.
I'm there fast.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Gary abstains. You can vote for yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we have it. Gary Whalen is vice chair for 2018, and I will be the chair for 2018 for the Kaiser Planning Commission. Again, the few, the proud, the planners. Moving on, approval of our September 2017 minutes. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes? Is there any changes? If not, can I have a motion?
I motion we approve as submitted.
Second.
I have a motion and it's been seconded. All those in favor of approving the September 13th Planning Commission meeting minutes as written. Say aye.
Aye.
All in, any opposed? And we have one abstention.
Oh, no, sorry.
Because you weren't here.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I'm just playing Mary.
So the minutes of the September 13th, 2017 minutes are approved as written. At this point in the agenda, we have set aside some time is made available for those who wish to speak about an issue that is not on tonight's agenda. Is there anybody in the audience that has? No? And you're on the agenda. Okay, we'll move on. The next one is a public hearing on the development standards alternative application, Kaiser Station, Area B, the cinema. So I'm opening the public hearing for that. Staff.
Okay, this does not happen very often. We have, in fact, we were searching the records, and I think we have found two other examples, because honestly, we're very reluctant to hold out that, oh, well, if you don't like the development standards, you can apply for a design alternative. In this case, however, because the actual use is a theater and the requirement for commercial buildings in this zone are basically 50% glazing of the ground floor. And as you can imagine, it would be pretty hard to have 50% of your wall in an auditorium for movie theaters be windows. So we have decided to work with the applicant. Jeremy Grins here is from Multitech Engineering. They're the engineering of record for this project. And we will invite him up after I present the staff report. It's really not, it's not a secret that what we are looking for here is to create some landscape interest that would offset the lack of glazing. That would actually be a significant design feature of the structure, that it would be something of interest, and that would be something that would be add to the general design character of the structure. They have submitted a planting plan, which is, I've posted the thing on the wall behind you, but it's in your packet as well. And basically this planting plan is a natural looking plan with a random placement of vertical trees that would, the intent would be, and I'll have Jeremy basically reiterate it, but as I've considered it, I have to believe the intent is, it's a pretty tall building, it's 35 feet, and so the intent was to create some vertical elements that would basically break up the verticality of that building. In considering it, however, I believe that less of a natural plant. Part of my concern is environmental design. And though we have 22 species of the vertical Alaska green arrow cedar, and my concern is that there will be some sight obscuring nature of a thick planting such as that. What I am recommending to you is that we actually create more of an architectural kind of planting that would play off individually the elements of the building. For example, in that recessed area. And so I took the liberty here on your table is this plan. So I took the liberty of just taking some markers and saying, okay, we could create some areas where in the recessed area, for example, we could introduce a row of architecturally spaced vertical plants that would play off of the building, would reinforce the design of the building, and would add interest. Now, you know, it's not, again, this is just a very rough concept, just literally me taking some markers. And Shane kind of wondered if I'd lost my mind. But anyway, I believe that a more architectural plan, that less number of trees with more of an emphasis on low kinds of plantings, such as fountain grasses and other low shrubs, with the vertical elements being up next to the building. First of all, it's not a very deep area that would be planted. The other thing is, I'm not sure exactly why that line was drawn at the ends of the building and on both the west side and the east side. But the whatever planting is developed, it needs to be incorporated into the rest of the landscape, at least along the frontage of the streets. And also suggesting that though we would have less number, that the actual trees that would be installed would be a larger specimen than what our typical development standards would be required, larger than a 2-inch caliper and taller for evergreens, taller than 6 feet is what our development code would require normally. So I'm suggesting these will be larger specimens that would be planted at the time of planting. Now, and the other interesting element that they have showed, which I think is fun, is the introduction of a public mural. And that would be something that would, I've alerted them that we have a process. It's got to go through the Public Arts Commission for their approval. And there would have to be a public art easement that would be granted on the wall, which is consistent with all of our other murals. But I think it's something that would be very interesting and would be a specific direct offset to the glazing and those sorts of things. So our recommendation to you is that you approve a design alternative to the development standards to emphasize these points as I've relayed them. So I'd be happy to answer any questions that you would have. Let me just say, too, again, this is only for this very specific issue. It's not a matter of, well, do we like the use or do we like the layout of the building? Those things were already determined and authorized with the master plan. It's only this issue of the glazing that we are addressing tonight.
On the larger trees, could they go with smaller ones with the intent that they grow?
Well, all trees grow.
Yeah.
But the mere fact that we are using these trees to offset the immediate construction of this building, and it's the fact that there is that they have to do something to mitigate the structure that is being built with something that would compensate for that lack.
Okay. Gary?
Thank you. I like the concept that I saw.
Which one?
Well, in our packet you sent out with all the list and pictures and...
That concept or this concept?
Yes. What was in our packet, which did not have this nice fancy picture, but it gave a list of the plantings that would be done and approximate sizes and locations and stuff. My question is, because this has been an issue in other parts of town, who is responsible to maintain and or replace plants that may be lost to disease, death, whatever?
That would be solely the responsibility of the property owner.
Okay. For the terms of the lease. Okay.
It's a 99-year lease.
Okay. That's fine. I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't, because we have some parkways that, you know, there's been public trees, and they get broken, fallen, cut off, and now we just have these vacant holes.
Yep.
So I don't want to see that replicated.
Good.
Okay.
And I should have just simply read the requirement. In addition, which they have not shown, is I'm recommending that they introduce some public amenities, such as a bench and seating, a flat area for a bench, and something that would be an amenity for the public. I've discussed that with the architect. I don't even know if Jeremy knows this yet, but I've discussed that with the architect, and they fully were planning on incorporating something of that nature.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
Michael.
Sorry for that omission.
So when you're talking about bigger plants, you're talking bigger at planting time, not bigger at maturity.
No. For example, the tree that I'm thinking of that shows that very tight vertical element would be the Italian cypress, which is, there's actually a couple of them that are planted at the Welcome to Kaiser sign. There's a couple that are planted by Daisy Mays. They use those as their tree plantings. So they're very compact, and they don't go crazy. So, good point.
Is it possible to have some plant, some tree species? You know, you said it's a 35-foot building. First, will there be any of these tree species that will grow to at least that height? And if not, could we get...
Actually, the Alaska cedar does grow to 35 feet. There's one Deodora cedar that was suggested. That gets in excess of 35 feet over time.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
So there are a couple of species that are in even larger than the building.
Okay. Oh, and sorry.
Go ahead.
And all these species are, there's no invasive or other noxious aspect to them. Right?
That's correct. So every one of the species is appropriate for our area. There's no English ivy or... Scotch broom or
the good stuff. Yeah.
No raspberries intentionally planted.
Yeah.
So yes, all the species are appropriate for our area, and I think the palette they've suggested, the selection of trees, is interesting and will be an asset to our community. So yeah, that is a consideration.
I'm going to ask my normal question. Since this is a theater and we have parking, and I know it's in code, the bicycle parking facilities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are required.
Are they going to use the cheaper bike racks, which I hope they do? Like the ones out here in front instead of the curly?
I will have that conversation.
Because the others are cheaper. And they're more effective.
I will have that conversation.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Do you want to come up and...
My turn?
Your turn. Thank you so much for coming tonight.
You didn't have a choice.
I was trying to be nice, Nate.
I had a choice. Ladies and gentlemen of the commission, thank you for hearing us. I'm actually very excited to be involved in a project that brings a cinema back to Kaiser. It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up here. I think this will be a great project. Always enjoy working with staff. I can personally vouch for their reluctance to accept design alternatives from their standard. We've worked on several projects in Kaiser where they've not allowed us to work with them much on that. And I think the fact that they're willing to work with us on this project says a lot about how much they also feel about this project. and their understanding of the difficulty that glazing presents in a theater. The intent of the landscaping plan is to break up that facade, to provide a little bit of screening, provide a little bit of human scale to a rather large building right near the right-of-way line. You've all probably driven by that intersection 1,000 times. You may or may not have noticed, but just outside the right-of-way are some overhead power lines that make choosing trees that will be large difficult. The Alaskan cypress is a good alternative. They don't grow to be very, very large in diameter. They do grow fairly tall, 30, 35, 40 feet sometimes. And they appear to be quite spindly, but they're a good-looking tree. I'm happy to work with Nate and staff on any alternative species that they might suggest. The Italian cypress is also a very nice looking species that does not get very large, but does tend to get fairly tall. Honestly, with that, I'll answer any questions that you guys might have.
I'm just excited to have a theater back in Kaiser. I don't know if you remember, it's where Ford is now was a theater way back when, and mm-hmm. went to it. So this is, we want this to happen in Kaiser. So I'm glad you are working with staff, and we can make it pretty.
Yeah.
Gary, go ahead.
Couple of things. Thanks for coming tonight, Jeremy. And it sounds good. It's nice to know that staff is diligent in maintaining what the design standards are, even though, you know, sometimes it might be a little more arduous for developers like yourself, but I appreciate staff's diligence in maintaining that. Secondly, this is somewhat of a unique property, and I think it's important that we disclose to the taxpayer, since it is their property, that the alternative development that's been hopefully or will be hopefully approved, that stands on its own merit. It has nothing to do with, you know, all these rules apply to everybody except the city, which is typical government. So I think it's important that the public in general know that it's a unique design because of unique needs of the development. It has nothing to do with the owners of the property, the citizens at large. So that's all.
Good point. Michael?
So your role in this was just for the landscaping, or did you have a bigger role?
We will be designing the site. We'll be the site civil engineers. We'll be preparing the full site plan, the grading drainage plan, the utility plans.
So a couple questions then. What, in the wintertime, will there be interesting, will these plants have an interesting look to them so it doesn't just look like a dead landscape?
I didn't bring the plant species list in front of me, but the Alaskan cypress is an evergreen tree. Several of the other on that list are an evergreen tree. I know one of the lower shrubs is an Arctic red dogwood that when its leaves fall, the branches are a nice red color. There will be some nice features during the winter times as well.
Okay. And when it comes to the parking area, I know that we have these design standards for planting in there. Is there going to be some type of continuity going out into that area? Or?
Yes, absolutely. The primary reason for this landscaping plan was strictly to provide some idea of what kind of enhanced landscaping and screening that we would be willing to propose for this project. And that's really why the limits of those, the planting as they're shown on the drawing are. We haven't fully developed a site plan yet, which is why we haven't really put the effort into providing a landscape plan for the entire site.
So this is a question that either you or Nate then could answer. So we're seeing these pictures here. Is this that picture, or I guess more so that picture, is that set in stone, I guess, if you will? That's how the building will look?
I asked the architect just today, is that really going to be that red? And he said, no, that actually looks pretty brick red, and we're not proposing that it be that strident. And I said I kind of like it. But so it will be more muted than that, less bricky is what
Remember
he
terracotta?
Said. But
the footprint as it is, the positioning of everything is
right. Now that may be the actual location of it, but they've gone through a lot of design work up to this point. So the footprint, that actual articulation of the building, I think that's pretty solid and pretty defined in their design. So that's what they're working with.
And the entrance too, and all that. That's
yeah. The set. Entrance is actually on the back.
Right.
So,
yeah.
In a way, you're kind of a wonderful location, especially with the increased funding transit may have, and being able to have Saturday and later service that more people can use the transit and come right and see a good movie or whatever there.
Yep, exactly.
Any other comments, questions? Did you want to testify? No, okay.
Yes.
Michael.
My only comment, and this is sounds like the horse has left the stable already on this, was just that I'd wished that the entrance was either on the southeast or southwest corner, just because I think that would have been great to have that big marquee with Kaiser as people drive in to see that. But sounds like one's left.
Yeah.
I do like the, I don't know what the design of the mural, and this is not what the Planning Commission looks at, but I saw a picture of the train and it caught my eye. I kind of like that. But.
And I honestly think that the Art Commission will be very excited about it, because that will be up to them to bear the cost of that. So.
Any other comments, questions? Do you have anything more? Because I'm going to go ahead and close the hearing, and then we can deliberate.
No, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Close the hearing. Planning commissioners, let's deliberate. What do you think?
I'm ready to make a motion.
Okay. I'm looking over here. Go ahead.
I move that the Planning Commission approve the staff's recommendation on the whatever we're calling it, design alternative for the property as a theater.
Second.
Hey, who did that? Second. Thank you.
Josh. All in favor?
Any
discussion? Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Any abstentions? Okay, we have a go for the staff recommendation on the Kaiser Cinema. Thank you very much, staff. New old business, staff report.
I actually remembered. Okay. I know.
Thank you very much for coming tonight.
So the grant, we are actually beginning to being underway. We are working with a consultant, and one of the, they're working to create a context for the what the flavor of Kaiser is in its attitude towards impacts of growth on the city of Kaiser. So we have identified, I believe, 8 groups of individuals. They want to interview basically small groups of certain sectors of our community. And this, when I say they, this is the consultants. The consultants are Glenn Bolin and a staff person, we can't remember last name, from OTAC, which we're very excited. They're very experienced. They do work not just nationwide, but actually some international work as well. And one of those groups on that list is the Planning Commission. So
the few, the proud.
Yeah, that group. Now, we don't have a date yet as to how that's going to work. And we probably would have to, I don't know. We'll have to work the legal details of whether we actually have to notice a public meeting or how we decide to do it. Sorry, I should have worked that out before tonight. But the important thing is we want the Planning Commission to have one of those specific voices in how we're approaching this complex question of growth for the city of Kaiser and how it will change our community and where our tolerance is for the amount of change that will create. So we will get back to you with the details, but I did want to kind of get your pulse on, is it possible for you to convene, say, for a lunchtime meeting, or do we just simply need to focus on an evening time frame kind of thing?
What is?
As long as I have, you know, enough time to put it in my schedule, yeah, there's no problem.
Kyle?
My boss would usually let me off.
You are the boss.
He's hard, I hear.
He's a rough boss.
I will also need notice.
Yeah. Gary and I were retired, right?
Okay. Retired, but not at
Josh?
Ease.
It shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. Okay. It's probably going to be sometime around the very first part of December. So we will try to nail that down as soon as we can, and we'll send out a couple of suggestions if we have the option of suggestions.
Still waiting to hear from them.
Yeah. Okay, great. I'm excited about it. Honestly, I'm excited to get that level of input because the council is really going to, they're going to need that input. They're going to need that sense that there have been a lot of voices of the community that have participated in what we're doing here. So thank you. It'll be an exciting effort. I won't bore you with all the details, but how my attitude has changed. But I really think this has value to what we're trying to address. And I think it's going to be helpful for the council. And I'm excited after meeting the consultant. It's really not just going to be another, here's another study kind of thing. They really do bring a great perspective about understanding the complexities of what growth means and how that impacts communities. So we will get back to you very quickly. As soon as we can.
My question is, will you have agenda items for the December meeting, or could we make that our December meeting?
Honestly, I think that would probably be our December meeting at this point, because as you can imagine,
but not have two in that particular month, since there's so many activities in December.
Do you have a sense of what the general makeup of those other groups yet?
So we have the neighborhood associations, mm-hmm. We have civic organizations, and I'm sure I'm not going to remember them all, but We have citizens at large, people like Tim Smith. He doesn't know that I'm going to call him yet, but we have city staff as one of the groups, police, public works.
Well, council, but they can't really meet because they can't have a quorum of councilors. So
yeah, we're not sure how that's going to do, but I think it would be beneficial to actually have the council, and we may just have a work session for council.
Will there be somebody from chamber too?
And chamber was the other group. The business community is what I've written chamber down on it, but the business community is what we need involved. I think that's pretty well.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty good, especially since we won't use that as our meeting, and I'm speculating we'll probably have to do meeting announcements.
Yes, well, no.
With the way
you and council, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you, council, yes, if we have all the council members. We did leave off. We also have an environmental concern group on that list as well. Claggett Creek Watershed Council and that sort of thing.
How about traffic safety?
We would put them in departments, kind of.
Okay.
You know, same with parks and that sort of thing.
With your civic group, you said, would that include like NAACP or any, Latino groups?
Yeah, right now it's amorphous. We haven't defined it, so we're open to suggestion. Certainly we would want to reach out to our Hispanic community as they're an important factor in our community. So
Nate, I have a question. The other night at council, we heard from some citizens in reference to the park fee, increase in outreach. And so you said you have citizens at large. How are you going to solicit a citizen at large to participate? Because we heard from a few people that were, totally off topic, but were surprised at their water bill, at their city services bill this month.
I know.
And we're not aware of all the conversations that had taken place. And I know we use social media, so I'm just asking, how are we going to do that outreach so we, the consultants, are not handpicking citizens at large whom do a lot in the city? I would, it would be nice to have someone who maybe isn't aware of this process. So I'm just asking the question, how do we do that? This is a big topic, I know, but that broader outreach of someone who may want to participate but would have never had the opportunity. So
sure.
I'm just throwing that out. And I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I just...
Oh, it's an excellent point. So the project is structured that these are just simply targeted interviews with small groups of stakeholders. There will be actually a series of open forums where the dialogue will happen in a public forum. So, and that was one of our stress points in that grant application was we have got to focus on public outreach. And these consultants have a lot of expertise in that outreach. And so we're going to be tapping into that through social media and other things. So yes, that outreach was always envisioned that that's going to be an important component of this dialogue.
Thank you.
I'll just throw out one more group because on my other committee seems to hear from it once in a while is somebody from like McNary's PTA.
Okay.
Because they're always talking about how the city impacts the school.
And vice versa.
And vice versa, yes. So
I just spent my afternoon
throwing that one out
at the school district.
Yeah.
And kind of in that same vein, but I was thinking maybe a high school student, because if they chose to stay here for the rest of their lives, they would want to have a say in what the town looks like years.
We actually are... our council liaison, our student council liaison, actually student youth counselor, is he would be a great asset.
Yeah.
He really would.
Mr. Chair, if I may, the Volunteer Coordinating Committee also has an applicant, that a student who wants to be committee liaison to the Planning Commission. So the
yes.
Commission will have one.
Good, good.
And we also, the Chamber also has a student liaison to the Kaiser Chamber, too. So the youth or the student body is involved in the community in certain aspects. So there can definitely yeah. be pulled
I
from
like
that,
that
group.
Well, herein is kind of the rub, in that it's not a very large grant as far as grants go. And so it is, when you talk about a community, you talk about all aspects. You have this youth component. You have all the committees that we've identified, the range of yeah. the whole spectrum. And so we're trying to target and to create that perspective enough that we'll be able to answer it. This isn't the limit of public involvement. This is just simply what resource we have from the consultant to be able to do what we have available to us. So that's why I had the limit. We could have gone on and created, and that list could have been a lot bigger.
But you're going to have public meetings and stuff too on top of that. So, correct?
Two. Yeah. Not a lot.
But
I mean, this is very specific. There's a couple of meetings and then a report generated and that sort of thing.
But there will be an opportunity.
Yes.
So there you go.
But you could ask, you know, maybe be a little more inclusive in each one of those groups and ask them to have a sector or a segment of each one of the other groups in their group. That's why I was saying the Chamber, if we know, if the Chamber is going to be involved, ask them to bring their youth liaison. Mm-hmm. So then you get a segment of that within each group.
And that, absolutely, and that's fine. But the challenge is they want to keep the groups small. These aren't going to be public forums, eight public forums that we have 300 Chamber members storming the building kind of thing, you know.
But it could be the Chamber board with that liaison that's at the Chamber board meeting or something, however they decide to bring a few people.
They've asked for like six maximum in a group.
And the Chamber board's twice that, so.
I know. and we're pushing the envelope here with you, yeah. So.
We'll move close together, yeah. Yes.
I'm going to be interested in that.
Yes. Anything else, Nate or Shane?
What permits have we had filed? We had the... So the Hopjacks tenant improvement, so the building is going up, but the tenant improvement was just signed off today.
That's official.
So that's underway. We probably are not, you know, we did the master plan amendment for the second building at Kaiser Permanente. I did talk to the developer, and he said they're probably not going to be ready to submit before March for their permit, but it's certainly working through the process. And I just have to get on my soapbox a little bit here. Everybody complains that, you know, the permit process takes long. Well, the rest of the process also takes long. And I get frustrated too. I'm like, okay, guys, I hurry up. I do this master plan amendment. I want to see a permit post haste. And it takes time. This is a long and complex process. So just had to say that. That's all I got.
Okay. Council liaison. Oh, Michael had
it. I just was going to add for new old business. Speaking of meetings, Monday night at McNary, they're going to have a public hearing on their update to their redesign. So.
Well, I think it's focused on explaining the bond and what they anticipate the bond to cover
yeah.
at McNary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
6 o'clock, I believe.
I think, yeah.
It's in the cafeteria, isn't it?
I just was going to go there and walk to with everyone
yeah.
else.
yeah. Counselor.
Well, first of all, I just want to welcome Crystal. It was nice to see you. We had the opportunity to meet her at the Volunteer and Coordinating Committee. Welcome back, Gary. So thank you. I'm always well, I shouldn't probably say this out loud, really, but I like to step in for Marlene, and she stepped in for me. So I guess I owed her, so now we're even. So I'm just putting it out there. Just kidding. But tomorrow night we have a Traffic, Bikeways, Pedestrian Safety Committee at 6, and followed at 7 p.m. is the West Kaiser Neighborhood Association meeting, and Dr. Jerry McGee will be our guest speaker, along with Eric Bandonis, who is a Marion County Parole and Probation Officer, who is housed here at our Kaiser Police Station. So he usually visits either every month or every other month and just gives us a nice update. So he has some really good information. We have several openings on volunteer or on our committees, but they closed today at 5 o'clock, so we cannot.
17 applicants.
So we had 17 applicants for a lot of our openings, so that is great. So those will be forthcoming to our meeting on November 16th at 6 p.m. here. Last night I had the opportunity to tour the Marion County Recycling Center with Councillor Reed, and I'd never been out there before, and it was very cold last night. Very cold to be outside. So, but it's kind of like the garbage burner. When you go there, you just go, wow, and what we recycle and what ends up actually trash. So, we do not have a work session this month, and then we'll meet again on, I think it's the 20th. So, and put a plug in for the chamber. The Turkey Dash is the morning of Thanksgiving. I know registration's open. So if you are a walker or a runner or just want to come out with everyone else that's out there, I would encourage everyone to do that. So thank you.
Well, Michael, Kyle, you want to fight over it? The council representative for the November 20th meeting?
I'm available.
Yeah, I can.
Rock, paper, scissors. Well, if one of us doesn't do it this time, then the other person would do it the next time.
I think that's kind of.
That's why, actually why, because I think that's what happened last time. That's why I put you both down. So, but I don't know that anybody's going to report in December. Well, that you lucked out, Crystal. That's your turn.
So, there you go.
So, well, yeah, I don't know how you want to do it.
I would have done it
I have you down because you didn't have to do it in October. And Kyle, it's normally Kyle's time to do it.
Well,
I guess it was.
I think,
my time.
Yeah, it is his time.
It's my time.
Okay. Yeah. There we go. Oh, yeah, you'll do it in December.
Actually, and this time the council report is going to be truly informing them what you have done. This is your authority to make this design alternative decision. So, not a recommendation to council.
I will demand it.
So,
you demand. Well, all done.
Maybe I should come to backyard.
Yeah, yeah. With that, Gary, you had
just maybe a point of order. I think that my motion was that we make a recommendation to the council. Could you double check that, Debbie? We might need to reword that.
Good point.
No,
thank you.
You moved that the Planning Commission approved the staff recommendation. Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
So we're right on. Okay. Well, pending information from you on the meeting with the consultant for the survey, we won't have a formal meeting in December. We'll have a meeting in December, but not our normal second Thursday meeting. Of course, it might be second. Yeah, it might be second Thursday.
Wednesday.
I'm thinking of so many.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm thinking tomorrow already. Does that kind of sound right? Okay. Everybody just kind of wait for Nate's notification and let either Debbie or I know if you can't make that meeting. Before I say adjourn, again, thank you, Crystal. Thank you, Gary, for being, and thank everybody else on the committee for their work in 2017. Adjourn.
I think that is the quickest.